Thank you, and a good morning, Melissa. And good morning to you, East Texas. Thanks so much for getting your Friday, May 2nd, started with us on the KTBB Morning News. We have a packed hour giving you the latest in news, sports, the other side of the news, a chance to win a free meal, plus a special guest near the top of the hour. Thank you so much for being with us. Your East Texas weather with KETK's Brain Seals next, KTBB News Time 5706.
Most plumbing companies try to hire qualified plumbers. But American Plumbing Company creates them.
We do grow our own plumbers.
Laurie Townsend is the president and owner of American Plumbing Company.
I have several master plumbers here now that were apprentices when they started. We're always training new apprentices, and they move quickly up to tradesman plumbers, then up to journeyman plumbers, and several of them have even moved up to master plumber. Usually when we hire someone, they're here to stay. I've got plumbers who have been here for over 20 years. We really do invest in our employees. We consider ourselves a family, and we like to take care of our family.
American Plumbing Company is fully insured and is an A-plus accredited business with the Better Business Bureau. Quality work, honest pricing, well-trained and well-qualified plumbers. American Plumbing Company. Online at apctyler.com. apctyler.com. License number M42236.
Solar power can be an excellent way to save on power at your home or business.
Anytime the sun is shining, you are using your energy first before you buy any.
That's Rudy Wright. He's the Wright of Right Way Solar of East Texas.
And if you need just a little bit more, you're only buying that little bit more. And when you have a little extra, you're selling that little extra.
If you're thinking about solar power, don't buy from a company that's selling door to door. Go with experience and local ownership.
All of our designs are done based on, you know, expertise and attention to detail, and the fact that there's a million ways to make mistakes in a solar investment, and you certainly want to get with somebody that's already made most of them and knows how to keep you out of those.
Harness the power of the sun. Reduce your energy bills. Have peace of mind. Right Way Solar is independent and locally owned. See more and learn more at right-way-solar.com. W-R-I-G-H-T-way-solar.com.
For primary care or urgent care, remember Total Point Healthcare in the Tyler Longview area. No appointment needed or waiting. Total Point accepts most insurance, but also offers a membership self-pay program. 50% off through May 31st. Code KTBB50, TotalPointCare.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:08. Time for a look at your East Texas weather forecast with KETK's Brayton Seale.
For our Friday here across East Texas, we're going to be seeing lots of shower and thunderstorm activity. Rainfall amounts of potentially up to 3 inches will be possible. So flash flooding will be a concern as we go through the day. We could also see maybe even a couple of stronger storms into the afternoon. Our high temperatures will climb into the upper 70s to near 80. And then overnight, our lows will fall to near 60. We'll continue to have that chance for shower and thunderstorm activity. But then on Saturday, things finally start to quiet down. We'll be looking at only about a 20% coverage as highs climb into the upper 70s. Lows will be in the 50s this weekend, but sunshine will be plentiful on Sunday into Monday. And then heading into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, it looks like we will see those rain chances make a return here to our East Texas forecast. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Thanks, Braden. 65 degrees over First Watch, 64 over Jimmy's Kitchen, and 65 degrees at KTBB. Look at the headlines coming up next, KTBB News Time, 7:10.
Living in rural East Texas is great, but weather is unpredictable. It can be particularly scary if you live outside of town. But gas and supply can take some of that worry away with propane. Propane will be there when you need it. It's safe, efficient, clean, and in most cases, less expensive. Most of all, you can count on it in bad weather. Gas and supply is all over East Texas in Tyler, Longview, Mineola, Jacksonville, Henderson, Campbell, and Canton. Gas and Supply is also the welding headquarters in East Texas. It's the best stop for all equipment and supplies. How does Gas and Supply save you money on propane? They refill by the gallon and not the cylinder. You buy what you need without having to buy the whole cylinder. Think propane and remember American and locally owned Gas and Supply to keep your rural home or business running even when our weather turns nasty. Gas and Supply for propane, welding supplies, and now hand tools, hardware, and more. Close to you in 7 East Texas cities and online at gasandsupply.com. That's gasandsupply.com.
This is Tony Busby with RIDEX. Let's talk termites. Termite infestations are serious incursions into your home and business that cost Americans over $5 billion each year. Many people think termite control is the same for each company. This thinking results in paying for substandard treatments. A substandard liquid treatment can alleviate the problem short term while moving termites to another location. There is only one way to effectively rid your home or business from future infestations. Termidor Termiticide is a liquid treatment that removes the workers from your home or business while eliminating the entire colony, which can number in the hundreds of thousands. If you find yourself in hand-to-hand combat for the life of your home, call RIDEX Termite and Pest Control today and let us solve your problems. Call us today at 903-509-9663. That's 903-509-9663. Or visit us online at TylerRIDEX.com. TylerRIDEX.com.
There's trouble everywhere.
It's never been like this.
Ever.
So thanks for taking us along on the ride. But take us home, too.
There's a lot of meat on this bone.
Don't fall out of the loop when you're in off the loop. Listen to KTBB on Alexa. Just say, Alexa.
Hi there.
Play KTBB.
Playing KTBB.
This is really, really important.
KTBB on Alexa is powered by the Patio Center at East Texas Brick. Don't just reside, thrive.
KTBB News Time 7:12 right now, 65 degrees. Look at the headlines that's coming up, and for that, we need Melissa Kaiser.
Global markets are higher after China's Commerce Ministry says Beijing is evaluating overtures from the U.S. regarding President Trump's tariffs. Elon Musk takes a victory lap as Doge marks 100 days of cutting government waste. Republicans continue to work on President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill while Democrats are trying to stop it. China now pushing back against President Trump's claim that COVID-19 leaked from a lab in Wuhan, suggesting the illness may have actually originated in the United States. Federal immigration agents and Florida state law enforcement wrap up a sweep of criminal migrants in the state, netting more than 1,000 arrests. And talks between the U.S., Ukraine, and Russia continue as the Trump administration seeks to end the war. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Thanks, MK. Playoff hockey in Denver for the Stars and afternoon baseball at Globe Life Field. Sports is coming up. KTBB News Time, 7:13.
Again with Facebook?
No, sweetie. I'm looking at our swimming pool.
We have a swimming pool?
We're about to. Look here, precisionpoolstx.com. Just look at what we can make of our backyard. A pool to cool us off in the summer, an outdoor living area, an outdoor kitchen, a place to entertain friends and neighbors, and a place for just you and me.
Well, I like that part, so I'll just go start scratching lottery tickets.
Don't be silly. We can afford it. Precision Pools has easy fixed-rate financing, and with our good credit, we can be approved in just a day or two.
Precision Pools.
Wow, more than 25 years in business. The largest swimming pool builder between Dallas and Shreveport with more than 1,000 pools under their belt. Rated A+ by the BBB.
So do I get a vote in this?
Of course. You can vote yes.
Long live democracy.
Precision Pools can transform your backyard into your favorite place on earth. See their gallery at precisionpoolstx.com. PrecisionPoolsTX.com, the most experienced pool builder in East Texas. PrecisionPoolsTX.com.
Paul Gleiser here along with Dennis Boole at DeBoole Diamond & Jewelry on Preston Road in Dallas. Dennis, if you look at what's happened to the value of a dollar in the bank over time, you start to wonder, are there places you can allocate some money so as to retain value? And in that regard, diamonds and fine timepieces might be worth considering.
I think fine timepieces have done very well. Like every commodity, you know, they've gone up and down, and we've seen this rise. And they're also looking at diamonds as well as a commodity. So I think a lot of people, when we're living in this uncertain world we live in, are looking at jewelry as a source of, you know, wealth that they can pass on to their children or their grandchildren. They will have that for the rest of their lives and pass it on. As I always joke, if you don't fly first class, your children will.
Thanks, Dennis. For top-tier diamonds and fine timepieces, there's simply no place better in this part of the world than DeBoole. DeBoole Diamond & Jewelry is in Dallas on Preston Road, south of Lover's Lane, and they're online at DeBoole.com, DeBoole.com.
Let's talk a little bit about home cooking. The good thing about home cooking is it's typically delicious. The bad thing is you got to get out grandma's recipe book. Next thing you know, you're looking for coriander. That's why I go to Daniel Boone's Grill and Tavern. At Daniel Boone's, we'll feed you and feed you good.
KTVB News Time 7:15. Time now for a look at sports. in the Total Point Healthcare studio. Starting in Globe Life Field, the Texas Rangers looking to hold off an ace team that's given them some issues, not to mention an offense that's a lot like your dad's Cadillac, takes a while to get going. However, Adolis Garcia reminding the hometown crowd that he's more than just offense.
2-2 the count here to Wilson. And the pitch from Malling. And that's lined into right field. Adolis coming on. He slides and he makes the grab. Nice little spin after the slide as he sort of rotates on his own axis there. A very artful catch by Adolis Garcia for the second out.
The flash of the leather wouldn't be enough as the Rangers fall 3-0 and end the series on back-to-back losses. Here's Texas head skipper Bruce Bochy after the loss.
Probably one of our worst games. Not a lot to say, except, it just didn't hit again. Great pitching. Malley, terrific job. Bats are quiet. The guy induced a lot of soft contact, a lot of pop-ups, and we just got to get this thing going. I know we keep talking about it, but, this was not good today. One, you keep working. There's not much else to say.
They'll look to bounce back with a weekend series against the Mariners. That starts today, 7:05. Jack Leiter predicted to take the bump on the ice. Playoff hockey, the Dallas Stars give up 2 goals to the Colorado Avalanche in the first, but in the opening minutes of the second.
Pants ahead, Granlund with a step. He's in. He scores! What a finish by Mikhail Granlund. And the Stars land a 1-2 combo early in the second and have roared back to tie the game.
They would outscore the Avs in the second and end up bringing in 3 more, but that's all the offense would give them, not to mention this dagger in the third.
Rams it up ice. Marty Nachos, guys, really has had a pretty good game tonight. It's been very noticeable. McKinnon sends it in front, loose puck! Slammed away by the Stars! Score!
Puck luck means Game 7 tomorrow in the AAC, 7 o'clock on ESPN. That's a look at sports. Your money now is up next. KTBB News Time, 7:18.
Any optical shop can fill a prescription. The optical shop at Eye Care Associates offers more.
I would say if anything was substantially better, it would be the people taking care of you that we have here.
Eye Care Associates of East Texas Optical Shop Manager, Mike Pruitt.
We've seen a lot. Employees that have been with me as long as they've been with us, they've been and seen so much over all the years and learned so much that they pretty well can help a patient with any kind of problem they have. I think we actually go over and above on our customer service. And I try not to let anybody ever go out the door that I haven't gone as far as I can to make sure they're happy.
No matter who wrote your eyeglasses or contacts prescription, get it filled by the experts at the optical shop at Eye Care Associates of East Texas. The Eye Care Associates Optical Shop is located on East 5th Street in Tyler, a block inside Loop 323. They're online at eyecaretyler.com. Eye Care Associates of East Texas, where they're proud to say, we care. You'll see.
When advanced cancer care is close by, you can get a potentially life-saving screening without having to miss playtime. You can get treatments and checkups and still get home for dinner. And when that care comes from Christus Health, you can rest easy knowing you'll be treated with genuine compassion and that we'll be with you every step of the way. Your health, your life, our purpose. Christus Health.
Tyler Ford believes if you treat your employees like family, they'll treat the customers like family as well. Our entire dealership lives on this promise every day of the year. Right now, Tyler Ford is offering employee pricing on every new vehicle in our inventory. You pay what we pay. And with our large selection, it doesn't get any better than that. Hurry in and take advantage of this limited time offer. The only place to get employee pricing and free ceramic paint protection is Tyler Ford.
From the Total Point Healthcare Studio, you're listening to the KTBB Morning News. Be sure to stick around, 7:53, You Tell Me Texas, with KTBB's Paul Gleiser. KTBB News Time, 7:20.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Coming later this morning is the April jobs report, which will give further clues on the state of the economy. Economists polled by Dow Jones anticipate payrolls grew by 133,000 last month, down sharply from the 228,000 added in March. They also expect the unemployment rate to hold steady at 4.2%. Data drops in 10 minutes. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy said he's optimistic the company could emerge from the current tariff environment stronger than before, pointing to the COVID pandemic as an example. He added that sellers may choose not to raise prices even as they face higher costs, giving Amazon an advantage over other retailers. Block reported weaker than expected revenue for the first quarter and issued disappointing guidance. The stock plunged in extending trading. Block, formerly known as Square, cut its full-year gross profit guidance, citing macro uncertainty. Futures are moderately higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 83. The NASDAQ lost 264. That's Your Money Now.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the place for skilled skydiving instructors, accomplished airbrush artists, and proficient pediatricians. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter to hire, you're missing out. ZipRecruiter is the place that's so confident it can make your hiring easier that it lets you try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. So if you want the right candidates for all your roles, ZipRecruiter is the place to go. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Welcome to Office True or False, the exciting game about small business sponsored by Budget Business Systems, your East Texas Kyocera copier dealer. Let's get started. True or false? All office copiers break down a lot.
True.
Oh, false. Kyocera was named 2025 to 2027 most reliable A3 brand by Keypoint Intelligence. Question 2. Copier service calls go to a call center in another country.
True.
False. For more than 40 years, Budget Business Systems has answered service calls right here in East Texas. Final question. If you're in a bad copier lease, you're just stuck.
False?
Correct. Budget Business Systems can get you out of your bad lease and into a Kyocera copier. Kyocera, the most dependable copier brand. Call Budget Business Systems for a no-obligation quote on a Kyocera copier. Visit bbs-tx.com. Your East Texas Kyocera dealer, Budget Business Systems.
KTBB News Time, 7:23, 64 degrees in Longview, 65 degrees in Tyler.
A federal judge in Texas has blocked the Trump administration from using the Alien Enemies Act to deport Venezuelan immigrants believed to be gang members.
Ruling that the Trump administration's use of the Alien Enemies Act exceeds the scope of the statute, U.S. District Court Judge Fernando Rodriguez permanently blocked the Trump administration from using the AEA to detain or remove Venezuelans from southern Texas. In March, President Trump issued the proclamation that the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua was invading the U.S. and he had special powers to deport immigrants. The ruling also allows the three Venezuelans that filed the suit to proceed with a class action lawsuit against the federal government.
Chris Fox reporting, President Trump signs an executive order aimed at cutting funding to PBS and NPR.
The order instructs the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and other federal agencies to cease funding for NPR and PBS and further requires that they work to root out indirect funding sources to the news organizations. President Trump has claimed bias in the broadcaster's reporting. PBS's CEO and President Paula Kirker says Trump's action would disrupt the essential service PBS and other local member stations provide to the American people.
Chris DeMeo reporting, a big shakeup in President Trump's cabinet as a key Texas lawmaker on edge.
White House National Security Advisor Mike Wallace is out. He's in line to be the next ambassador to the United Nations. That leaves a big hole in President Trump's cabinet.
I am very concerned that we need to be preparing to do whatever is necessary to deter acts of violence.
Senator John Cornyn says that China is eyeing a takeover of Taiwan, and if that happens, he says the U.S. needs someone experienced in national security at the president's side.
Michael Board reporting the next U.S. ambassador to the Netherlands could be a North Texan.
Joe Popolo is founder and CEO of Charles and Potomac Capital, an investment firm Popolo says makes investments in businesses that solve problems and create jobs. He touched on trade during his nomination hearing in Washington, promoting the long relationship between the two countries.
The United States enjoys a trade surplus with the Netherlands of more than $60 billion, the largest in the world, and Dutch trade and investment support more than 1 million American jobs.
Senator John Cornyn said Popolo has an impressive track record in the business world, including his contributions to Texas.
Eric Bushman reporting. A decades-old spacecraft is expected to return to Earth later this month.
A Soviet-era spacecraft meant to land on Venus in the 1970s is expected to soon plunge uncontrolled back to Earth. Space debris tracking experts don't know yet where the half-ton mass of metal might come down or how much of it will survive re-entry. One scientist adds you have a bigger chance of getting hit by lightning than by a piece of this Soviet space junk.
Carmen Roberts reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time 726.
Hey you!
Yes?
Did you just fill that huge commercial truck with gas?
Yeah.
Then why are you smiling? That's so expensive.
Oh, well, with my Southside Bank business credit card, we can get up to 3% cash back on eligible net business purchases.
What? How do I apply for that?
Southsidebank.com/business credit card. Happy travels.
The creditor and issuer of these cards is Elan Financial Services. Southside Bank, member FDIC.
You're a guy. You're overweight. You don't feel great. You want to do better. The Men's Clinic is ready to help.
You know, a lot of these things, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Brandy Love is a certified family nurse practitioner at the Men's Clinic in Tyler.
Especially when you're talking about overcoming obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes. So a lot of guys feel so overwhelmed.
You clear a forest one tree at a time. The Men's Clinic takes that same approach to getting you healthy.
One thing that we can do, especially in how relational we are with our guys, we can pick one thing at a time. And so we set one habit in motion, we change one thing, we text back and forth, we follow up in 2 weeks, we choose another habit.
One low monthly fee, concierge level service, primary care, acute care, ED and hair loss treatment, weight loss, hormone therapy, and more. Learn more at mensclinictx.com. The Men's Clinic, men's health redefined.
Here's a simple fact. If you don't have a family member suffering with a mental health issue, it's very likely that someone you know does. That's why Andrews Behavioral Health invites you to join them at Summit 2.0. It's a day-long conference designed to provide East Texans with the tools and resources to confront and overcome a mental health challenge. Mark your calendar Tuesday, May 6th, noon to 5 at the Brookshire's Conference Center in Tyler. Andrews Behavioral Health is the mental health authority for 5 East Texas counties, and they treat more than 10,000 East Texans each year. The Andrews Center believes that everyone deserves to achieve and maintain a healthy mental outlook. With the right tools, support, and guidance, meaningful change is possible. The Andrews Behavioral Health Summit is free to attend Tuesday, May 6th, noon to 5 at Tyler's Brookshire's Conference Center. For more information and to register, go to andrewscenter.com. andrewscenter.com. The Behavioral Health Summit offers resources and hope. Visit andrewscenter.com. TJC is one of the largest community colleges in Texas with more than 120 degrees and certificate programs, extensive customized training, and adult continuing education. With their strong core values, rigorous academics, stellar fine and performing arts, diverse student life, and nationally ranked athletics, they're committed to providing various pathways for students of all ages to transfer to senior universities or gain the skills they need to go directly into the workforce. Ready to get started? Visit tjc.edu today and let them help you find the path that's right for you. tjc.edu.
Well, boys and girls, it's about that time. KTBB News Time 729. Gather around the campfire as we go to Melissa Kaiser for the other side of the news.
My apologies ahead of this one. Police in Pennsylvania are investigating a road rage incident that quite literally stinks. According to TMZ, a woman jumped out of her vehicle and sprayed another car with her fecal matter. And it was all caught on video, of course. The clip shows the aggressor, dubbed on social media as the Delco Pooper, walking from her car to a sedan, squatting and proudly defecating on the hood of the car. She seems to be giddy as she walks away. Now, Prospect Park Police Chief Dave Madonna says the squabble occurred when one person cut off the other at an intersection Wednesday. Words were exchanged and it escalated from there. Cops say Christina Solometto admitted to using the restroom on the hood of another motorist car after being upset with her driving. She explained, quote, "I wanted to punch her in the face, but I went number two on her car instead and went home." Now, she was arrested Thursday and is facing numerous charges, including indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, criminal mischief, harassment, and depositing waste on the highway.
So I didn't want to punch you in the face. Someone said I'm just going to poop on the hood of your car.
Yeah.
What a trade-off.
Yeah. These are adult decisions we're making here, Jared. News brought to you by Gray's Home Fashion Gallery. Let your personal elegance speak through the rooms of your home. Visit graystyler.com. Let them showcase your style. It's 65 degrees at 7:30.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump plans to release a partial budget proposal today, a request to Congress laying out his priorities for the next fiscal year starting in October.
Per the Wall Street Journal, the president wants to make deep cuts in foreign aid, renewable energy, and education. The president is aiming to cut non-defense discretionary spending by more than $160 billion, lower than the $1 trillion Elon Musk had promised to slash. Programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security won't be affected in this proposal. President Trump also reportedly wants to increase spending in border security and defense.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. The president has signed an executive order to end federal funding for National Public Radio and for PBS. Singer-songwriter Jill Sobule died in a house fire in Minnesota. I kissed a girl for the first time. She was 66. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning to you, East Texas. Thanks so much for tuning in on your Friday with the KTBB Morning News. Hopefully no one's defecating on your car, but if they are, we're going to try to make you feel a little bit better.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, homeowners, criminals are targeting your equity, so you need to check your home's title right now. Just use promo code BILL at HomeTitleLock.com to get a free title history report, plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 title monitoring, urgent alerts, and if fraud should happen, they will spend up to $1 million to fix it. So please go to HomeTitleLock.com. Use promo code BILL today. On this Friday, I hope you saw the town hall on News Nation and the CW Network or heard it on 100 radio stations across the country with President Trump on Wednesday evening. It was so much different than the other interviews the president does on the networks. And the reason is that I know him for 35 years. I booked the interview for News Nation. And I know how to ask him questions to get the maximum amount of information. So, for example, Terry Moran, a very fine correspondent for ABC News, interviewed the president on Tuesday. Moran made a mistake of getting bogged down in the Garcia El Salvador deportment thing. Donald Trump is never going to admit anything in that case. The Justice Department is trying to assemble evidence that Mr. Garcia, who was a resident of Maryland illegally, was attached or associated to MS-13. That's the story. So he got booted, and perhaps not in a justified way, and the Supreme Court got involved. But now the case is being adjudicated. Well, Moran didn't even know that. He spent all his time on it, and Trump is just going, no, 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 yes, no, no, yes, no. And I just wasted the whole interview. So if you didn't see my interview with the president, which was about the tariffs and a lot of things that are important, BillO'Reilly.com has it. Okay? So go there. Let me know what you think. Back in a moment. Take your health into your own hands with All Family Pharmacy. They have more than 200 medications, including ivermectin. Forget waiting rooms, pharmacy lines. Just order online and get delivery straight to your door. More than 100,000 Americans trust All Family Pharmacy, and you should too. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/bill. Use promo code BILL10 for 10% off. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
It's Melissa Kaiser here, and I want to share some local healthcare news. Look for Total Point Urgent Care for family primary care and those minor emergencies. Total Point clinics are convenient, affordable, and there's no long waiting without an appointment. They offer telemedicine and even behavioral care in Jacksonville. Total Point also offers membership discounts without insurance. And now through May 31st, listeners can get 50% off a membership with the code KTBB50 at TotalPointCare.com. That's TotalPointCare.com.
Legendary Tex-Mex food at Posados and Mercados, plus daily specials like Taco Tuesdays, a three-taco plate for $9.49, and Chili Con Queso for $3.59. Mercados in Tyler, Posados in Tyler, Longview, and Lindale. Order online at Posados.com and MercadosCafe.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:35, 64 degrees in Longview, 65 degrees in Tyler.
No traffic delays reported this morning along I-20 in East Texas. A Gregg County man is set to be sentenced after pleading guilty following a 2022 shooting.
According to the Gregg County judicial record, 25-year-old Rashawn Legarde pleaded guilty to murder and an aggravated assault with a deadly weapon on Monday. This in connection to the murder of 27-year-old Kendall Marshall at a Waffle House back in late December 3 years ago. Legarde will receive his sentence on May 9th.
Our news partner, KETK's Nolan Hoffman. It's life in prison for a man convicted of three murders in Tarrant County.
Prosecutors say 48-year-old Lamont Cousins went to a used car dealership off Benbrook Highway in December of 2020, and there was a dispute over a car that Cousins had sold to the dealership. They say Cousins shot and killed an employee. Then he and a partner forced the owner of the dealership and another person into their vehicle, drove them to an abandoned bait shop in Palo Pinto County, and murdered them. A jury convicted Cousins and sentenced him to life without parole. His partner in the case is pleading guilty and will likely be sentenced to 45 years.
Stephen Pickering reporting. Time is ticking on the Texas legislative session.
Texas Republicans frustrated by a lack of immigration bills getting a hearing. Only a handful have moved to committee, including one this week that targets employers. State Rep. Harold Dutton wants to make it a third-degree felony to knowingly hire an illegal immigrant.
You're not going to be able to do that anymore. Without some consequence.
Other bills, like ones requiring the use of E-Verify to check a worker's citizenship status, have been sidelined. Some Republicans are also pushing for a bill that requires jail guards to report illegal immigrants to the feds. It's a crackdown on sanctuary cities.
Michael Board reporting, Texas A&M announces a reversal in the immigration status of some international students.
Susan Balabina, the chief of staff for A&M's president, provided the update affecting 23 Aggies who had their legal status in the United States revoked.
Late last week, all of that was reversed, so that's great news.
Balabina says the university will continue monitoring the status of international students, hoping what happened to the other 23 was a weird thing.
Bill Oliver reporting, researchers finding more reasons to keep a close eye on what you eat.
A new study out this week suggests ultra-processed food might increase the chance of an early death. It involved about 240,000 participants in 8 countries. Researchers looking into the link between a high consumption of ultra-processed foods and the risk of early death for people between the ages of 30 and 69. And they found for every 10% increase in total calories from ultra-processed foods, the risk of dying early rose by almost 3%. Researchers estimating that completely cutting out ultra-processed foods would have prevented about 124,000 premature deaths in the U.S. in 2017.
That's Lisa Brady with that report. Jared, you eat pretty clean, right?
I plead the fifth.
Yo, I've seen it. Okay, you're going to live forever. That's all I'm saying. From the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center, I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Even though I will not speak on my eating habits, I will say thank you for that report, Melissa. East Texas weather, what can we expect as we gear up for the weekend? KETK's Brayden Zio joins us to give us more info next. KTBB News Time, 7:39.
He told us he fell in love with her in high school. He couldn't keep his eyes off her. His heart raced when she was anywhere near. There was no other girl in this world. And he found out later she'd fallen in love with him too. But through a strange miscommunication and interference from someone who didn't want them to be together, they went separate ways after high school. But they never stopped loving each other. I'm Judy of Jim's Jewelers. As God and luck and the stars would have it, some years later they bumped carts. literally ran into each other in the grocery store. The spark, the chemistry was instant and stronger than ever. The light in her eyes, that flush in his cheeks. And now he was buying her an engagement diamond. This time, he said, nothing comes between us. When you found your one love, we're here at Jim's Jewelers to help you love her and keep her forever. You can check us out on our website at jimsjewelers.com or 2009 Old Troop Highway in Tyler.
Hi, Bill Kilts. Summer's here, but how are you going to keep up if low testosterone levels are draining your energy? Testosterone replacement therapy, or TRT, with Low T Center. Online TRT services might seem convenient, but often you end up spending hundreds of dollars on unreliable test kits, then waiting days for lab results before you even know if you qualify. They say you meet with a doctor, but sometimes you don't even see a person on the screen. Do you feel comfortable trusting your health to a chat? Low T Center has been changing patients' lives for over 15 years. Treatments start with an in-person consultation. There's never been a better time to start TRT than right now with a free consultation and a free T-test. With a convenient location on Old Jacksonville Highway in Tyler, you can be seen by one of Low T's health professionals and get started right away. Low T Center gives you the power to take control of your health in the center or professionally monitored custom dosing for home treatments. And for those of you guys looking to lose a few pounds, Low T Center has got that covered too with prescription weight loss. Free B12 shot on the same day. Most major insurance accepted. Offer is limited, so go right now to fixmylowt.com to book an appointment.
Legendary Tex-Mex cuisine at Posados and Mercados, plus daily specials like Thursdays with the $9.99 enchilada plate, Mercados in Tyler and Posados in Tyler Longview and Lindale, and order online at Posados.com and MercadosCafe.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:41. Time for a look at your East Texas weather forecast with KETK's Brayton Sia.
Good Friday morning to you, East Texas. We are looking at widespread shower and thunderstorm activity as we go through the day today. Our high temperatures will climb to near 80 degrees coming up this afternoon, and we will also continue to see those chances for storms even as we head into tonight. But it's going to get a lot cooler overnight tonight. Lows will fall to near 60 degrees, and then we will continue to see at least a chance for some shower and thunderstorm activity as we head into the day on Saturday, but only an isolated chance as high temperatures climb into the 70s. Lows will be in the 50s this weekend, so expect some cooler mornings. And then as we head into our Sunday, our highs will be right back into the 80s with sunny skies, and that lingers into Monday. But by next week, more rain chances are possible, especially by Tuesday and Wednesday. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Cio.
65 degrees over Palisades Chevrolet, 64 degrees over Patterson Chevrolet, and 65 degrees at KTBB. Fun Friday trivia. We're heading to Kentucky for this one, folks. Coming up, KTBB News Time, 7:43.
This is Tony Busby with RIDEX, TylerRIDEX.com. Let's talk pest control. Tyler RIDEX has a combined 81 years and over four generations of experience. Me and my wife, Kim, have 54 years of combined personal experience. This means we know what it takes to solve pest control problems. Things such as roaches, spiders, wasps, ants, fleas, bed bugs, rodents, and many others. Most problems can be solved with one trip. Some, however, may take multiple visits. Tyler RIDEX will explain the process needed to solve your problems before we schedule a visit. Call RIDEX Termite and Pest Control today and let us solve your problems. Call us today at 903-509-9663. That's 903-509-9663. Or visit us online at TylerRIDEX.com. That's TylerRIDEX.com.
When Jersey Mike's gives a sub some sizzle, the hot grill is the way. Every cheesesteak we make starts fresh, made to order atop a sizzling hot flat top grill. The right way. The way meat, cheese, and peppers are prepared their piping hot best. It's the way Jersey Mike's has been doing it all along. Because when you're making a cheesesteak, a sizzling flat top grill is really the only way. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Do you have people knocking on your door trying to say your roof is damaged? Let Cables Roofing give you honest advice. Call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
Good morning, East Texas. Fun Friday trivia. The time has come. You have a chance to win a free gift card from Jersey Mike's, a sub above in Tyler and Longview. Of course, as always, one winner per household every 60 days. First one to call with the correct answer will be our winner on number 903-593-593. 503-593-5822. Again, that's 903-593-5822. Our question for today: how many times has a Texas Red Horse won the Kentucky Derby? How many times has a Texas horse won the Kentucky Derby? Our phone lines are open. Good luck. Now time for a look at sports in the Total Point Healthcare studios as we await your calls for Fun Friday Trivia. Starting in Houston, playoff basketball in the West rages on. The Rockets with a huge Game 5 win on Wednesday to stay alive. They're going to need some better basketball, though, out of third-year guard Jalen Green. Here's his head coach Ime Udoka on what he wants to see.
Yeah, I think more of the same after Game 1 or going into the playoffs, which is stay aggressive, stay confident. Don't start pressing and trying to do too much. Do what you've done all year, which is be consistent and be in attack mode. And when he's not, he's on his heels a little bit. And you've seen how those games have looked. But when he's who he is, you saw Game 2, and just have a bounce back. And it's just basketball at the end of the day. We keep him confident, keep him aggressive. That's the main thing with him.
Late Game 6 start today in the Bay, 8 p.m. on ESPN. The Texas Rangers, an opportunity to try to bounce back after getting whacked by the A's Wednesday 7-1. Sadly for Texas, Thursday in terms of offense, much of the same.
Swing and a ground ball towards the middle. Diving snag by Wilson, but he has no play. He ended up just barely on the fringe of the outfield turf. And Berger runs well. Wilson, had he gotten up, could have tried to throw to first, but it wouldn't have been in time. And so the Rangers now have the tying run on base.
That was one of three hits for the Rangers in the 3-0 loss of Globe Life. They now limp out of the four-game homestand against the A's, 1-3. They take on the Mariners tonight, 7-0-5. In Game 6, playoff hockey in Denver, the Stars had a chance to put the Avalanche away on the road and clinch the series, but things didn't quite go as planned.
Ramps it up ice. Marty Nechos, guys, really has had a pretty good game tonight. It's been very noticeable. McKinnon sends it in front, loose puck! Slammed away by the Stars! Score! They threw it in their own net! Steele threw it in the air! It goes into their own net! This is the epitome of puck luck!
That McKinnon goal would give the Avs the lead back after the Stars bring in four goals in the second period. Final, Colorado wins 7-4. Game 7 in Dallas tomorrow. That's a look at sports. Your Money Now is up next. KTBB News Time. 747.
License number 4214C.
Troy Dasseville here from AC Contractors with one of my dude right guys, Ace.
Had a little power situation at my place last week, Mr. D.
Oh, a little glitch in the grid.
Yep, but Jenny stepped up and kicked right in.
Jenny? Who's Jenny?
That's what my son nicknamed our Generac generator.
Oh, I see.
He gives everything names. Larry the lawnmower, Penny the printer.
I bet your family was grateful Jenny the generator was able to keep the lights on and the food fresh.
Oh, you bet. The outage only lasted a couple of hours, but we didn't miss a beat of family time on Timmy the TV.
Whole house generators run on natural gas or propane. And with AC Contractors, there's no waiting months for installation either. We're ready to get you revved up.
Yep, just like Melinda.
Melinda,
the blender.
Find out about the advantages of a whole house generator at accontractors.com.
Who we are is what we do. We're AC. AC Contractors.
Melinda Wink goes the extra mile to shop at East Texas Sewing Center.
Yes, it's worth the trip from Tyler to Longview. Absolutely. I probably go about once a month. I just enjoy going in and seeing what they're doing, what kind of new fabrics they've gotten in. And honestly, I just enjoy going in and seeing the staff.
East Texas Sewing Center provides an extra level of service that you'll never find shopping online.
Patrina's been in the industry for years. She started out as an educator in the sewing industry, and she just has an enormous base of knowledge about sewing, probably more than anybody else I've ever met.
Fabric, thread, patterns, notions, and the top names in sewing machines, Charmin Sewing Center is now East Texas Sewing Center. Same great selection, same great staff. Same location on Judson Road at Johnston Street in Longview. They're online at easttexassewingcenter.com. Open Tuesday through Saturday, East Texas Sewing Center.
A congratulations to Marcy Newsom out of Tyler. She's the winner of Fun Friday Trivia and will receive a free gift card from Jersey Mike's to Sub Above in Tyler and Longview. Our question for today, how many times has a Texas horse won the Kentucky Derby? The answer is twice. The first being in 1946 by Assault. The second by the 1950 U.S. Horse of the Year, Middle Ground. Both were bred from King Ranch of Kingsville, Texas. And funnily enough, guess who owns the top spot for most Kentucky Derby wins? If you guess Kentucky, you're right, with 116 victories. Texas, one of two other states to also win two, that being New Jersey and Pennsylvania. And there are also two countries who have won two Kentucky Derbies, that being our neighbors to the north and Canada, as well as England. So once again, congratulations to Marcy Newsom from the Total Point Healthcare Studios. You're listening to the KTBB Morning News, KTBB News Time, 7:50.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Job growth was stronger than expected in April, despite worries over the impact of President Trump's tariffs. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports non-farm payrolls increased to a seasonally adjusted 177,000 for the month. That was above the Dow Jones estimate for 133,000. The unemployment rate held at 4.2% as expected. Reddit reported first quarter revenue that beat Wall Street estimates and issued better than expected guidance. The company said the second quarter sales should come in the range of $410 to $430 million, which is ahead of Wall Street projections of $396 million. Amazon reported a 19% increase in online ad revenue in the first quarter, beating analysts' estimates. Ad sales climbed to roughly $13.9 billion, while analysts on average were expecting roughly $13.7 billion. That's according to Street Account. Amazon reported total first quarter sales of nearly $156 billion total. Futures are sharply higher after a strong jobs report. That's Your Money Now.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the place for skilled skydiving instructors, accomplished airbrush artists, and proficient pediatricians. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter to hire, you're missing out. ZipRecruiter is the place that's so confident it can make your hiring easier that it lets you try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. So if you want the right candidates for all your roles, ZipRecruiter is the place to go. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
A student finishing a two-year degree at community college faces a decision. Hi, this is Paul Gleiser for the University of Texas at Tyler. Pursue the career for which an associate degree has prepared him or her, or use that degree as a springboard to a bachelor degree from a four-year institution. For many students, continuing to a four-year institution was the plan all along. But for others, the experience of college has opened their eyes to the idea that a four-year degree will open more doors. In either case, the admissions counselors at UT Tyler can help. Creating an efficient plan to finish a four-year degree is what they do. And more than simply giving your student the credential and marketplace power of a four-year degree, UT Tyler will equip him or her with a well-considered course of education that will serve for a lifetime. If your student is at this critical crossroad, go to uttyler.edu/visit to set up a personal consultation. The University of Texas at Tyler, where they say to every student, find your future at UT Tyler.
KTBB News Time, 7:53, right now 65 degrees. It's now time for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB owner and general manager Paul Gleiser. Good morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jared. A nice job filling in for Jeff. Appreciate the good work. We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, rather, East Texas destination, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Well, I'm off to Rome today to cover, for the third time in 20 years, the ancient process of selecting a new pope to lead the Roman Catholic Church and its 1.3 billion followers, 70 million of whom live in the United States, and 121,000 of whom live within the jurisdiction of the Diocese of Tyler. Full disclosure, I'm a professing Christian, but I'm not Catholic. Nevertheless, because of the work attended to my coverage of two prior conclaves, I have, for all intents, made the Catholic Church my beat. I follow news about the church closely. Much of that news has not been good. The church has real problems. Europe, once Roman Catholicism's center of gravity, is now largely secular. The continent is filled with beautiful Catholic churches, where weekly mass attendance now numbers in the low dozens. Most European Catholic churches are now little more than art museums. I will long remember walking into a beautiful neighborhood Catholic church in Rome while visiting Italy with my wife. The parish priest, rather than ministering to a parishioner or preparing the homily for Sunday, was instead setting up a souvenir stand to sell inexpensive Catholic-themed trinkets to tourists so that he might raise the money to keep the ancient building from falling in on itself. The picture's not quite that bleak here in America, but still, weekly mass attendance is way down from 25 years ago. Many of the church's infirmities are self-inflicted. The clergy abuse scandal that came to light on the watch of John Paul II has yet to be adequately addressed two popes later. The attendant price is incalculable. To my mind, no single thing has contributed more to the church's loss of moral authority than its failure to decisively root out pederast priests, no matter the immediate consequences attendant to losing clergy when clergy is already in short supply. Another self-inflicted wound is the financial mismanagement of the Roman Curia, the central administrative body of the Catholic Church. Rich though it is in breathtakingly beautiful Renaissance art and priceless treasures, the Church nevertheless sits perilously close to financial collapse. In a deep philosophical divide that grips the Church contributed to the 2023 ouster of the Bishop of Tyler, a man beloved by Catholic and non-Catholics here in East Texas. But for all that, and as I said when I wrapped up our coverage of the conclave in 2013, despite its acknowledged sins over the centuries, in the full arc of history, the Roman Church has been a force for good in the world. Through the ages, the Church has comforted the afflicted, healed the sick, and brought the light of education into an otherwise dark world. As the Church has fumbled its moral authority, nothing good has rushed in to fill the resulting vacuum. So, I'm off to Rome, in the hope that at a particularly difficult moment in the Church's 2,000-year history, God leads the College of Cardinals to select a particularly right man to lead it. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com, and you tell me. Well, I own this business, and I know our biggest challenge, if you own or run your business, I'll bet I know yours. It's the same for nearly all of us. Finding the right people to come to work to fill the critical positions that make the difference between success and failure, or to make the jump from good to great. So you need help, and I'd like to offer some. If you're trying to recruit a prospect from out of town, enlist the aid of Keepersall Estates. It's as simple as this. If you're trying to convince a high-level performer to come to East Texas, if you're trying to favorably impress him or her, wine, cocktails, and a five-star dinner is an awfully good place to start. Then, when dinner is over, the overnight accommodations at Keepersall will make your prospective key recruit feel as if he or she has already found a home. If you're recruiting from outside the area, or if you're entertaining an out-of-town client, let Keepersall Estates aid you in that effort. To learn more and to make arrangements, visit Keepersall.com and click on the visit link. Keepersall.com and click on the visit link.
This is Tony Busby with RIDEX Termite and Pest Control. I am excited to announce we need to make a new addition to our family business. Are you a dependable, hardworking individual? Would you enjoy making up to $40 an hour? If so, contact RIDEX Termite and Pest Control to learn how you can begin a new adventure in the pest control industry. Call RIDEX at 903-509-9663. That's RIDEX at 903-509-9663.
Don't miss the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend only at the Rusk County Youth Expo Center. Browse a huge display of hot tubs, cold therapy tubs, swim spas, and saunas at up to 50% off. Over 30 spas will be on display and every floor model must go. Financing is available and show admission is free. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Rusk County Youth Expo Center. Visit txhottub.com or call 1-800-SPA-SALE. That's txhottub.com.
Legendary Tex-Mex cuisine at Posados and Mercados, plus daily specials like Thursdays with the $9.99 enchilada plate, Mercados in Tyler and Posados in Tyler, Longview, and Lindale, and order online at Posados.com and MercadosCafe.com.
Putting a bow on the Friday edition of the KTBB Morning News. Of course, we appreciate your listenership and getting your Friday started with us. Melissa, what do you have coming up in news?
An East Texas congressman recognizes a fallen Tyler police officer on the House floor, and the star test given to Texas public school students may be going away. Braden, how about weather?
Lots of shower and thunderstorm activity expected today as highs climb into the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Thanks, Rain. Right now, 65 degrees in Tyler, 64 in Longview. Be sure to stick around for that full forecast. Great shows coming up. Sean Hannity at 2, Jimmy Failla at 11, and the Glenn Beck program coming up right after the news at the top of the hour. Have a fantastic weekend, East Texas. Stay safe.
Your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB-FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler, and KTBB.com. It's 8 o'clock.